a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report. A new poll finds that around one-third of families feel that getting together for the holidays is worth the risk of potentially contracting COVID-19. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with a story. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the findings come from the latest C.S. Mott Children's Hospital National Poll on Children's Health at Michigan Medicine. Beyond a third of parents saying that they think getting together is worth the risk, it also found that around 90% of parents say that grandparents will be at their Thanksgiving gatherings. Half of these responding parents say that COVID has cut down time spent between children and extended family. The co-director of the poll, Sarah Clark, says since children may have spent less time with relatives during the pandemic, parents may be having a hard time passing up these holiday gatherings despite some obvious COVID concerns. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Even with people wanting to gather, the AAA says a lot more Utahns will be staying at home.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah.
Well, maybe not this year. Aldo Vasquez with AAA says Thanksgiving 2020 will see the biggest drop in travel since the Great Recession, and it's pretty obvious why.
Coronavirus is having a big impact. Americans right now are just monitoring and they're responding to the public health landscape that we're experiencing, and so they're being very methodical and very careful about making their travel plans, and they are listening to public health and government officials about whether they should head out or not.
If they do travel, they're going to places like Denver and Flagstaff, cities that are close by where you can get outside and social distance. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
The Utah Highway Patrol is trying a new way to collect food and other non-perishable items for the Utah Food Bank. They're holding their first ever Fill the Hive food drive at the Smith's Marketplace on Valley Street in East Mill Creek. Lieutenant Nick Street says the goal is to fill their patrol cars and a shuttle truck with donations.
Hopefully we can fill up patrol cars and that shuttle truck and everything we're able to put out there. That would be ideal.
He says they'll be taking donations at two different times today. The first will be between 9 and 11 this morning, and the second starts at 6 this evening. Salt Lake County's blunt ads about coronavirus and Thanksgiving are getting national attention. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, Salt Lake County is defending the ads and posts, which show a stock image of a family or a group of friends around the dinner table and captions implying those people will die from coronavirus because they gathered to eat together. The Washington Post wrote about it today, asking the county health officials if it goes too far. They say they want people to get the message in a different way and change their behaviors. One tweet says, have a virtual Thanksgiving to help make sure you don't go to any virtual funerals. More about it on today's Dave Nujanovic Show. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour on KSL. New restrictions are going into place today for Los Angeles County's 10 million residents. ABC's Alex Stone has more from L.A.
Tonight, restaurants here in L.A. County again have to become to-go and delivery only. Outdoor dining will come to an end in the county. Indoor dining hasn't been allowed here for many months. Restaurants are pushing back, demanding to see the science that outdoor dining is allowing COVID-19 to spread. But the restaurants losing in court on Tuesday, the court saying the ban on in-person dining can move forward. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A paradoxical housing market has some potential home buyers proceeding with caution. Despite consistently high unemployment numbers, prices are still going up in many markets. Washington State homebuyer Chris Shreve says the competition has been a bit discouraging.
In some homes that we have wanted to go and see, our real estate agent has told us that there's already 25 offers and the house has been on the market for one day.
Experts attribute the change to low supply, low interest rates, and higher demand pushing prices higher. The pools are open, but several swim teams in Salt Lake County say they can't use them for practice because of the mayor's ban on extracurricular activities. KSL-TV's Ashley Moser reports the teams swim at county recreation centers.
Some of those athletes say when they've come here on their own, it's packed, it's crowded, not like something that they experienced when they came here as a team. We did reach out to the mayor's office to see why this place does remain open, but teams can't practice here together. They say in part due to the incredibly high case count, additional restrictions were placed on use at all county-owned venues.
Because the rec centers are off campus, they don't qualify as an approved team practice facility. First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Heather Kelly.
Well, overall, you're going to have a great drive if you're sticking to the freeways, I-15, East and West Side Belt Routes, and I-80. But we do have a crash northbound Bangor Highway at California Avenue. The left lane is blocked, causing a bit of slowing in the area. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time is 7:05. The family of a 13-year-old who has autism is suing the Salt Lake Police Department. Last September, Cameron Linden's mom called police asking for help, saying he was out of control, that he might be armed, and that he hates cops. Shortly after officers arrived, Cameron was shot multiple times. The family's attorney calls that troubling.
They knew where this was going. Nobody intervened. Nobody called the supervisor. Nobody really thought, well, how do we want to go about this in a way? Nobody tried to use less than lethal force.
Attorney Nathan Morris isn't saying how much they're asking for, only that it's millions. Cameron survived the shooting. The holiday season means a lot more for many businesses this year, hoping to make up for losses. And so far, it's paying off for one Salt Lake company hit especially hard by the pandemic. News specialist Matt Rascone has their story.
No matter how you dress it up,
gotta have something to celebrate.
2020 has been anything but traditional.
We were really nervous, like how were people gonna react? Were they gonna even want Christmas?
But after 16 holiday seasons at Modern Display,
it's cool to be a part of people's holiday traditions.
Melissa Error is happy to see many people sticking to at least one tradition.
Everybody just really wants like a super traditional Christmas. That's been really popular.
That means something more this year.
So we've always depended on it, but never in
our CEO Taylor Vreens.
You know, 100%.
60% of revenue typically comes from the events and expo side of the family business. But this year,
you know, we had so many cancellations.
And no sign people will be gathering in large groups.
I think my emotions are mostly frustration.
Anytime soon.
There's no defined pathway out of this. There's no, you know, we can't say that at X day we're, you know, this is going to be done. It's a moving target.
Some employees are still laid off. Still, Vreens remains optimistic.
We'll make it. We just have to be flexible and we have to be patient. And when I get frustrated, I just have to take a deep breath and just keep pushing forward.
During a pandemic full of unknowns,
people are always mystified by how we tie our bows.
Modern Display is counting on people.
The secret is twisting.
To dress up the year.
Everybody's really excited about decorating this year.
With something traditional.
I'm glad that people are coming out and getting Christmas decorations.
Many businesses right now looking for that big holiday turnout, and we know that local government is also looking for ways to use grant money still available to help out these businesses. Matt Rascone, KSL 5 News.
And our thanks to companies like Modern Display and others that bring Christmas to businesses and individual homes, because we need you. We need that holiday cheer, and you are providing it so masterfully. Hang in there. Keep your spirits up. 7:09, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And we go back over to you, Heather.
Well, the good news is the crash on northbound Bangor Highway at California Avenue just cleared about 30 seconds ago. So everybody's moving at speed through that area. You'll also have good speeds on northbound I-15 from Point of the Mountain to downtown Salt Lake. That's about 20 to 22 minutes. And no problems coming out of Twillick County. Eric?
Looks good in Utah County, too. No problems as you head north from Spanish Fork, Springville, all the way through American Fork and Lehigh. If you're heading out to Heber City through Provo Canyon, 189 looks pretty dry. And US 40 northbound from Heber City up by Jordanelle Reservoir to the Park City turnoff, that's all in good shape as well. Jason?
Well, green means go, and we're seeing a lot of green if you're traveling in Ogden and Weber and Davis counties this morning from Ogden to Salt Lake City is what I'm trying to say. Also, if you're in and out of Weber Canyon this morning, you're not going to find any resistance at all on the 84, Legacy 89, and the Westside Belt all moving smoothly. Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, already known for the care they take to keep your homes clean and safe. To learn more, Google Any Hour Services or anyhourservices.com. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And Grant is back now with the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
Cold this morning, 7 a.m., about 27 degrees in clear skies. Sunshine at noon, 45. Mix of sun and high clouds at 4 p.m. Temperature up to 49 and then backing down to 37 degrees at 7 p.m. Here's your hourly forecast. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now downtown, it's 31 degrees. Coming up in a moment, we'll talk to Jim Ryan about how do you talk to your kids about coronavirus. I bet you've had some interesting conversations with your kids. I talked to one parent who said that his child said to him or asked him, well, how did you handle the pandemic when you were a kid? And the dad said, well, we didn't have a pandemic when I was growing up. We're going through this for the first time together. Interesting conversations between parents and kids. Some advice coming up in a moment on Utah's Morning News. The initial college football playoff rankings were released last night with Alabama grabbing the number one spot. Notre Dame, Clemson, and Ohio State round out the top four. But ESPN's Heather Dinich says the committee really overlooked one team and she doesn't understand why.
Easily number 14, BYU, undefeated, sitting there behind two lost teams. And look, BYU isn't just out of the playoff picture. At number 14, they're starting off outside of the New Year's Six bowl picture.
BYU has one more game remaining on their schedule after winning 9 straight, and they are actively looking for more games. Cooking a Thanksgiving meal, there's a recall of a popular kitchen product. ABC's Brian Clark has details.
Almost 1 million crockpots are being recalled because of a burn hazard. When they're used as a pressure cooker, the lid can suddenly detach. The affected models, the 6-quart Express Crock multi-cookers, they were sold from July 2017 until this month. Manufacturer Sunbeam says they'll replace the lids, but in the meantime, those crockpots can still be used safely for sauteing and slow cooking.
It's being called the Liberty Tree. Maylee O'Rourke says she and her boyfriend were decorating for Christmas when they noticed a neighbor girl getting excited. That inspired them, so they decided to decorate their 65-foot-tall tree.
As far as we know, this is actually the tallest live tree in the state that's decorated.
O'Rourke says it took a lift. I bet it did. More than 21,000 lights, 44 hours, and help from a friend to light the tree. You can find information about where to see the tree on Facebook at Liberty Tree. Well, the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will take place tomorrow morning. Were you wondering about that? I was. But it'll look a lot different. New York City does not want crowds lining the street, so the route had been changed. They are also going to be using vehicles to pull the big balloons rather than a group of people. You can watch the parade, thank goodness, on KSL TV starting tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, we are learning that Meghan Markle and Prince Harry recently had a miscarriage. She wrote about their heartbreak in the New York Times and asked people to reach out and check to see if other people are doing okay right now. Federal government officials say the first 6.4 million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine, could be distributed as early as December. They could be ready to go within 24 hours of approval from the Food and Drug Administration. Two more ski resorts open this week in Utah. Woodward Park City opens tomorrow and Snow Basin opens Friday. Alta, Bryan Head, Brighton, and Park City Mountain Resort are running already.
Dave and Eugenovic.
Almost 30,000 people have been tested for COVID-19 in Utah in just the last couple of days, and I was one of them. Now, I've been hearing from people that it's tricky to schedule an appointment online, and I found out that's true. So today at 9:50, I'll walk you through what I went through to get an appointment. Let's put 3 COVID-19 test websites to the test.
If you don't have the KSL News Radio app downloaded, do that today, powered by Any Hour Services. KSL News Time is 7:14. The three things you need to know this hour first.
It's the UHP's first ever Fill the Hive food drive that helps people can fill their cars with items that they can take to the Utah Food Bank. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the AAA says Thanksgiving 2020 will see the biggest drop in travel since the Great Recession. Third, a look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards.
We have a new crash reported in West Haven.
system. This is on 4700 West, 2800 South, but no delays anywhere else you're traveling this morning. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine with some high cloud cover up to 49. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now it's 32 degrees and time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 778,000 new unemployment claims filed last week, a number worse than expectations and headed in the wrong direction. A total of more than 20 million people are claiming unemployment benefits from government programs, according to the Labor Department. One last request from public health officials before Americans celebrate Thanksgiving. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, asking once again for people to keep it small this year.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on ABC's Good Morning America making what he called his final plea before the holiday. Wear a mask, social distance, don't gather indoors.
We all know how difficult that is, because this is such a beautiful traditional holiday. But by making that sacrifice, you're going to prevent people from getting infected.
Fauci said public health officials do not want to see a holiday surge in cases on top of the surge that's already happening. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
ABC News has learned President Trump is considering a trip to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania later today to meet with a handful of state lawmakers about the election results. ABC White House correspondent Rachel Scott.
We are told this is being pushed by the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and that close aides to the president have tried to convince the president out of it. But this would really all just be for show. The president and his allies have lost 30 cases, a Pennsylvania judge throwing out their case there for lack of any credible evidence, and Pennsylvania has already certified Joe Biden's victory.
ABC's Jonathan Carl has more on the president's plans after today.
As one of those who has spoken to the president regularly over these past 3 weeks put it to me, quote, "This is a man who can't say he is sorry and who can't say he lost. He needs the world to believe it was stolen from him." So I'm told to expect the lawsuits will continue right until the bitter end. And the president is telling his friends and supporters that he is not going to leave the world of politics no matter what happens.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. It can be hard to explain to children why the pandemic is still going on. So a pediatrician wrote a new children's book about it. Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan in Dallas. Tell me more about this, Jim.
Hi, Meta. Yeah, the physician, she's a pediatrician, works down in the Rio Grande Valley, Dr. Kayla Rodriguez. She's also a mother of a two-year-old, a little toddler who was asking her why they couldn't go to visit her grandmother this year. The doctor, the mom, described to her what the situation was and realized that her child really didn't have any concept of what was happening. That's why she put pen to paper and decided to write this book to try to explain it not just to her kid but to others. The book is called When the World is Sick, and it tries to personify coronavirus, the little girl talking to the virus, asking why it's doing these things and why people are getting sick, and also trying to remind kids to, you know, feel some joy in this life despite this pandemic raging around them. Started looking at this, Amanda, and realized that there are a lot of books out there that have come out in just the last few months related to coronavirus and trying to put some frame on it for children. I Do Not Like the Coronavirus is a book Jennifer Gonzalez wrote for kids. When I Wear My Mask is another one. And one of my favorites, I think, about is it's one that is kind of a take on Dr. Seuss. It's called Oh, the Places You Can't Go.
That's wonderful. And I know that, you know, it probably is different depending on the age of the child, what kinds of conversation do you have. But yeah. I was sharing with the audience before we came on that I have a friend whose child asked him, well, how did you handle the pandemic when you were a kid? Not realizing, of course, that you know, this is the first one. There wasn't one before. Yeah. That we're all going through this for the first time.
Right. Yeah. And so they really have no frame of reference for this kind of thing. Why are they walking in? And some kids, you know, if they're young enough, probably aren't going to remember a time when people weren't wearing masks. I mean, it's been several months now, obviously, but if they turn two at that point and they go outside with their parents, they see everyone wearing masks, it kind of becomes the norm for them. I think for a lot of people that has happened. And so, yeah, these various books are intended, I think, to try to remind kids that there is life beyond pandemic, that, yes, it's something to deal with. The coronavirus, while it's something to learn about, it's not something to be terrified about.
Mm, fascinating. And thank you for mentioning those other books as well, Jim. Jim, you have a happy Thanksgiving.
All right. You too, Amanda. Thank you.
Thank you. Jim Ryan reporting for us on this children's book that's been written, and more than one, about how to talk to your kids about the coronavirus and this pandemic. That's the In-Depth at 15 and 45. Right now, 7:19. Let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And we start with you, Heather.
Things are pretty good right now through the Salt Lake Valley. No delays at all. No brake lights. Northbound I-15 from the point of the mountain into downtown Salt Lake, and that's going to take you just about 20 minutes to take that stretch. You also have a good speeds on SR-36, I-80, and the 201 freeway if you're coming out of Tooele County. No problems on most of the city streets right now, just a little bit of congestion on Bangor Highway near the 201 freeway. Eric?
Got a little bit of congestion over in Heber City. This is at the intersection between U.S. 40 and 189. That's right, just at the south end of the heart of town. But it shouldn't cause you many problems this morning. I-80 out to Park City, that looks good to the Kimball Junction exit, although seeing a small amount of delay between that exit and the U.S. 40 exits. Jason.
And we're looking at a new accident. It's at 4700 West and 2800 South in West Haven. Use some caution when you pass through that area this morning. Also, seeing a little bit of crowding again at the south gate of Hill Air Force Base. It's been kind of on and off all morning long. Otherwise, though, the rest of your commute remains pretty good. See the Forgotten Carols on the big screen in movie theaters now. Continue your family tradition at a fraction of the cost. Enjoy Michael McLean's Forgotten Carols movie. Tickets at ForgottenCarols.com. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's find out more about that 7-day forecast. Over to you, Grant.
49 the high today with a mix of sun and high clouds. We'll get cloud cover tomorrow. 39 scattered snow showers for Thanksgiving Day. And then sunshine on Friday with high up to 40 degrees. 43 Saturday, more sunshine. Partly cloudy, 45 on Sunday, 47 Monday, 46 Tuesday, partly cloudy. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now downtown, it's 32 degrees. You've been listening to the 7 o'clock report, brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time is 7:21. It is time for the Dave and Dujanovic preview, and Dave Noriega is here to talk about these ads from Salt Lake County. Tell us more about them, Dave.
All the ads. They're
hard. I haven't seen one.
Oh, Amanda, they're brutal.
Are they?
It has a little kid, a little grandbaby sitting on grandma's lap and essentially says, and she's going to send her grandma to the ICU and grandma can die. It's powerful. So the question we have and the discussion we're going to have on the show today is, there's no question this is a scare tactic. Right? You're trying to scare people a little
bit.
Reminds
me of the smoking commercials where they'd like show somebody with smoke coming out of their neck.
Totally. Now, the question we have is, do scare tactics work?
Maybe they do. I don't know.
There's 60 years of research on this, and it actually says that scare tactics don't work.
Oh, really?
Unless it's in the immediate short term. So, for example, if you have a cigarette in your hand and you see one of those smoking commercials where they, you know, they can't talk, they've lost their voice,
right,
then you might put the cigarette down right then. Does not mean you're going to put down the cigarette forever.
Yeah.
So the question is, do these kind of inflammatory, scary ads, is this going to polarize or is it going to be effective?
Would it cause you to call grandma and say, let's put it off?
Right.
Wow. Interesting. Can't wait for that conversation. More coming up. Dave and Dujanovic starting at 9 o'clock this morning here on KSL News Radio.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. Westminster College is a private, nonprofit, independent university providing education through a liberal arts lens. President Bethany Dobkin is here to share how Westminster College is adapting to the pandemic.
Westminster is a unique place, and we pride ourselves on being a collaborative and engaged community. We're small, nimble, and responsive to our students. Since the beginning of the pandemic, we've never really shut down. We looked to the future and started health and safety measures long ago, from policies around travel, face coverings, and social distancing, to establishing rapid point-of-care testing for students and key personnel. We have contact tracers and quarantine and isolation residences for students as needed. Westminster is currently holding undergraduate and graduate classes on campus, either in person, remotely, or a combination. We've instituted safety procedures, adjusted indoor spaces, created outdoor classrooms, and provided technology allowing students the option of the in-person experience or participating remotely. We've managed the virus well, but we've kept in mind that it has taken a personal toll, and often disproportionately, on our students, staff, and faculty. We know the importance of being flexible and practicing patience, grace, and empathy during this challenging time. I credit our success to our faculty, staff, and students who recognize the value and impact of a Westminster education.
Westminster is excelling at providing outstanding education during the pandemic. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
This year, families have been talking more than ever. Whether it's a, shh, I'm on a conference call conversation, a, I don't think I've been outside in 2 days conversation, or a, dad, you got to click the mute button conversation. Lincoln Financial believes every conversation with a loved one is a good one. So find time to talk about your financial plans, because the more we talk, the better we plan, protect, and retire. Now you're talking. Learn more at LincolnFinancial.com. Lincoln Financial is the marketing name for Lincoln National Corporation and Affiliates. Copyright 2020.
Hi, Doug Wright, and I want to tell you about the very best deal you are going to find right now. Black Friday's always the time to shop for the best deals of the year. It's no different at your Intellibed store, except that they're celebrating 30 days of Black Friday. And right now, when you purchase a King or Queen Intellibed from their Signature or Legacy collections, you'll get a free adjustable base valued up to $1,800. What makes an Intellibed so different? I've talked about this for years. The revolutionary gel matrix technology, firm and soft at the same time, keeps your back in alignment, reduces those pressure points. Everyone gets the perfect comfort that they want. Don't miss Intellibed's 30 days of Black Friday. It's underway right now. Visit your Intellibed store for a free adjustable base valued up to $1,800 with the purchase of the King or Queen. See the store for details. Fashion Place, University Place in Orem and Riverdale next to Olive Garden. Intellibed with Gel Matrix.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Sorry, I was talking with Dave Noriega there. Got a little bit behind. The Dow reached new heights yesterday, surpassing 30,000 for the first time ever. Monday saw positive COVID vaccine developments, which helped Wall Street. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 both jumped during yesterday's trading as well. It was really just an amazing day. KSL Drive's car buyers hoping for a Black Friday deal may be out of luck this year. Many automakers won't offer steep discounts to clear out older inventory because they're having a hard time resupplying those lots with enough inventory. Walmart is in the live Christmas tree business this year, and they'll deliver it to your home. Walmart has added live trees, poinsettias, and other holiday plants to its website. You can also hire them to hang your outside lights. Let's take a look at your money at this moment, just before the opening bell. Where are we now? Dow futures are down just 46 points. That's just about a tenth of a percent. S&P futures down 0.45. The NASDAQ futures up 33. And this is all just minutes before the opening bell. All right. I will pay attention and stop talking to Dave Noriega, at least off the air. And we will check traffic and weather together. That's just ahead on Utah's Morning News.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
In America, the zip code you're born into can determine your future. If this baby was born a couple miles away, his chances of dropping out of school skyrocket. Born 5 miles farther, his chances of experiencing violent crime rise. But just one town over, his chances at a healthier life improve. At The Y, our programs help all kids thrive, no matter where they're from. Support your local Y at ymca.net/foreabetterus.
Hi, this is Jeff Kaplan, and this Thanksgiving, I'm especially thankful for my family's good health. Our family is spread far and wide. It stretches from coast to coast, so we're not going to be together this year. There'll be Zoom calls with hopes that next year we can break bread and carve turkey together.
Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
729. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Heather?
We haven't had any problems all morning long on I-15. That's northbound and southbound from the Point of the Mountain into downtown Salt Lake. Just a few pockets of crowding from time to time on Bangor Highway at the 201 freeway, but you're at good speeds if you're coming out of Tooele County on SR-36 and I-80 to the airport. Eric?
We might have a crash over on Pioneer Crossing in Utah County. This is looks to be right around Pioneer Crossing and 8000 West, that intersection, because it's backed off, backed up for looks like about three-quarters of a mile or so. And again, that's on the eastbound side. Westbound, no problems there. And I-15 continues to look good in Utah County. Jason?
Still dealing with that accident, 4700 West, 2800 South in West Haven. Otherwise, though, you're looking pretty good. If you're traveling southbound I-15, you're not going to find any trouble as you head through Weber and Davis counties this morning. Moving smoothly through Layton and Kaysville, no problems in Farmington. Rest of the highways and side streets also moving along just nicely. From a recovery program for the homeless to a place to lay your head at night, with breakfast, lunch, and dinner served every day, would you like to help? Visit RescueSaltLake.org. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and we're warming up a little bit today. Let's check the forecast with you, Grant.
Well, generally, we call this the big traveling day before Thanksgiving. Things a little different this year, but still some people hit the roadways. Partly cloudy skies, 49, good weather today. More clouds, scattered snow showers tomorrow in 39. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News time is 7:30. It is 32 degrees.
Pioneer Crossing down to one lane heading east in Lehigh. I'm Heather Kelly.
KSL's top story this hour. It is getaway day for the holiday in spite of all the warnings. KSL TV's Morgan Wolf is at the Salt Lake City International Airport and says it is pretty busy.
I would say it's fairly busy. Everyone is very spaced out, but is it compared to what we usually see? Absolutely not. But AAA is forecasting about 50 million Americans will be flying this Thanksgiving week, and that is 5 million less than what they had for 2019.
Morgan says earlier this month, the TSA recorded the highest number of passengers since the pandemic began, but that number was still two-thirds lower than at the same time last year. Utahns have been shelving their usual Thanksgiving trips and staying closer to home. Aldo Vasquez from AAA says coronavirus fears and state restrictions are the biggest reasons why.
Americans are planning these shorter, closer-to-home trips where they can socially distance and be outside rather than these long, extended stays and choosing to go to places like Denver and Flagstaff, Arizona.
He says even the low price of gas isn't helping. AAA is predicting the biggest drop in Thanksgiving travel since 2008. KSL's top national stories this hour. It's one of the busiest travel days of the year, and millions of Americans are ignoring those warnings to not go home for Thanksgiving.
Nervous, but I'm excited to see family. It's been a long time.
Missouri-bound Thanksgiving traveler Morgan Makeable says she'll have to get tested for coronavirus extra times, but she's okay with that. In his first post-election interview, President-elect Biden says he's going to roll back the Trump administration's executive orders on the environment.
President-elect Joe Biden revealing his priorities for the first months of his administration, saying this won't be another term of the Obama White House. As early as today, Biden will receive his first presidential daily briefing after a federal agency formally began the transition of power, finally allowing the Biden team access to the government's coronavirus response data.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze reporting from Washington. Hill Air Force Base has been picked as the place to maintain the country's A-10 aircraft fleet. We get more from KSL News Radio's John Wojcik, who joins us live. John?
Yeah, Amanda, Hill Air Force Base is being awarded a contract to help repair and maintain A-10 aircraft through November of 2030. The price tag to make that happen is roughly around $187.5 million. It comes following an eight-year project that just wrapped up last year that saw workers at the Ogden Air Logistics Complex install 173 new wings on the aircrafts. That was part of a larger $1.1 billion program, which is aiming to keep the A-10s flying into the late 2030s. These aircrafts are designed to help the Air Force perform airborne forward air control, and also close air support operations. Live, John Vocek, KSL News Radio.
Hundreds of thousands of Utahns are reportedly in need of food, so the Utah Highway Patrol is taking donations for the Utah Food Bank.
The UHB has been taking in food donations since November 9th at its public safety headquarters and the field office in Murray.
A pretty decent amount. A lot of it's come from employees.
But they don't really get a lot of traffic there, so they're hoping the Fill the High food drive will attract more eyes. Lieutenant Nick Street says they'll have UHB vehicles at the Smiths on Valley Street in East Mill Creek, and they hope to fill their cars with non-perishable items.
This is new for the Utah Highway Patrol. This will be our first in what will hopefully be many Fill the High food drives.
There are two different times they'll take donations, one starting at 9 this morning, the other at 6 this evening. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Warmer today with temperatures along the Wasatch Front nearing 50 degrees, but things cool back off tomorrow.
Thanksgiving Day is coming up, and we do have a weak storm system coming in for the folks who will be kind of traveling tomorrow. Nothing major here. We're not expecting any road accumulation. Just a little colder for Thanksgiving Day with highs only in the 30s, so it's going to be a bundle-up day.
Grant says we warm a couple degrees every day through Monday, mostly clear skies for Black Friday and Saturday, but the clouds increase starting on Sunday. Coming up on KSL, Dr. Fauci wants you to be super careful for Thanksgiving and Triple Team Traffic.
Got a mile of nearly stopped traffic eastbound Pioneer Crossing between 1100 West and Center Street due to only one left lane being open. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 7:34.
For the next 2 weeks, everything you need to know about the coming vaccines. Hope on the horizon. Starting Monday on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
2020 has been a dark year, but it sure won't dim our festive spirit. For 50 years, the Primary Children's Hospital Festival of Trees has raised nearly $40 million. And because of kind donations from people like you,
Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital can provide life-changing care,
helping nearly 100,000 kids across the Intermountain West region and beyond.
Make it grow this holiday season.
Donate now by visiting makegoodgrow.org.
Google review from Ann. Whipple Service Champions advertised a water heater flush for $39, so I set up an appointment. In the meantime, a toilet developed a leak, so I was ready for that emergency. When Royal from Whipple arrived, he started by flushing the water heater. Turned out my old plumbing wasn't up to code and the water pressure was a problem too. Next, the leaking toilet, which also didn't flush well. He was able to simply replace the toilet on the spot. Got the water pressure issue resolved. New toilet plus free input on installing a shower all in one day. One satisfied customer here. Thanks, Ann. See what Ann saw with a $39 water heater flush. Or a Gerber Viper toilet, $2.99 installed. Furnace or AC tune-ups, just $44. $100 off any repair of $300 or more. Free furnace or AC replacement estimate. $55 drain cleaning, $350 off electrical meter or an electrical panel replacement. Call now.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Christmas is anything but merry until Kaylee discovers an ornately carved wooden Santa box that helps her rediscover the true magic and meaning of Christmas. The Santa Box DVD at Deseret Book and Siegel Book.
Watching Utah's money just after the opening bell on Wall Street. Your money at this moment. The Dow is down 99 points. That's 0.3%. We're at 29,946. The S&P is off 7.1 and the Nasdaq is up 30 points. More coming up at 7:55 on Utah's Morning News. In other news this morning on KSL, Thanksgiving is a day for gathering with family and good food, but the pandemic has health officials worried. Dr. Anthony Fauci joined Good Morning America with a message for the public heading into the holiday.
To the extent possible, keep the gatherings, the indoor gatherings, as small as you possibly can. We all know how difficult that is because this is such a beautiful traditional holiday. But by making that sacrifice, you're going to prevent people from getting infected because we know for sure that people who are without symptoms, innocently, with no malintention at all, goes to a party or goes to a gathering, gets together indoor, you let your guard down, you obviously have to take a mask off if you're eating or drinking. try to avoid that as much as possible. A sacrifice now could save lives and illness and make the future much brighter as we get through this. Because, George, we're going to get through this. Vaccines are right on the horizon. If we can just hang in there a bit longer and continue to do the simple mitigation things that we're talking about all the time, the masks, the distancing, the avoiding crowds, particularly indoor. If we do those things, we're going to get through it. So that's my final plea before the holiday. What we don't want to see is yet another surge superposed upon the surge that you just described, which we'll realize three and a half weeks from now if we don't do these public health things.
We are also learning that the CDC is considering shortening the quarantine time for people exposed to someone who has a positive test. Does that make sense?
Well, you know why it makes sense, George? Because when you have the full extent of the quarantine time, it makes people reluctant to get tested because they don't want to say, well, I'm tested and now I have to stay out of work. I may lose money. I'm not getting subsidized and I might even lose my job. So if you balance the two, shortening a bit to make it more reasonable for people to say, if I get tested and I'm positive, I'm not going to be out for a full 2 weeks. So it might be that the balance, the better part of this equation, would be to encourage people more to get tested so that they're not out of whatever it is that they need to be, their job, their employment, their source of income. That's the real reason for it.
Dr. Fauci with us on KSL News Radio 739. Let's check Triple Team traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Heather?
We still have smooth sailing all across the Salt Lake Valley. No delays northbound I-15 or on 5600 West as you approach the 201 freeway. Bangor Highway occasionally gets a little congested near 201, but you're going to have good speeds once you're on the 201 freeway, either eastbound or westbound. Eric?
Well, both lanes are now open on Pioneer Crossing. I had a crash right at Pioneer Crossing and Center Street for eastbound traffic. That was backing things up, and we should see that get considerably better pretty quick, but we'll keep an eye on it. Right now, you still do have some slowings if you're heading between Saratoga Springs and American Fork this morning. I-15, Utah County, no problems there. Northbound from Provo to Point of the Mountain. Jason.
Good speeds remain southbound I-15. It's a KSL travel time of 30 minutes right now from Ogden to Salt Lake City. A little bit crowded right at the south gate of Hill Air Force Base, and we're still seeing that accident 47th West, 2800 South in West Haven. Otherwise, though, things pretty quiet if you're traveling up north. Shopping for a new home? Deseret First Credit Union still has historic rates. Visit them at dfcu.com. I'm Jason Jones with the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and we're warming up a little bit today. Over to you, Grant.
Things will get a little breezy today, so suspect the air quality will start to improve somewhat. Decent air quality expected for most of the Wasatch Front. Should see some green dots popping up on our air quality scale. And temperatures staying on the mild side, right about near 50 degrees this afternoon. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
That was the air quality report brought to you by Superior Water and Air. And right now, let's check our temperature downtown, 32 degrees. Coming up in just a moment on KSL News Radio, we will be hearing more from John Wojcik about what it's like to work in the intensive care unit during this very difficult time. An amazing in-depth report just ahead on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's all-day companion for news. Are you enjoying the car you drive right now? If you don't love what you're driving, and even if you just think, man, it's time for something new, can I direct you to your Utah Honda dealers? Right now is a great time to buy a new car because it's Happy Honda Days at your Utah Honda dealers with terrific pricing, and you can even get no payments for 90 days. Just a terrific little, you know, kiss to the way that you buy a car to take that pressure off with no payments for 90 days. I've had a chance to drive one of the funnest cars that Honda makes. It's the crossover. My thanks to JJ up at Performance Honda in Bountiful. It's the HRV, which is sort of a cross between a sedan and the SUV. If you've thought to yourself, and I like the sedan because, you know, I like that smooth ride. I like the way that I can, you know, commute to work in the SUV. But I really want the feeling of the SUV, and I want the excitement of the SUV. I like to go places, This HRV, the crossover, is the exciting kind of perfect balance of technology. It won the 2019 Best SUV Brand. It's fun to drive. The steering wheel is just fun. It's got all the technology that you want from Honda. It's got the tri-zone climate control, which will make everybody happy. It's got the Apple CarPlay and Android Auto integration. You should check that out. And if you're in the market for a truck, do not buy another truck until you test drive that fantastic Ridgeline that Tim's been driving from a Stockton 12 Honda. Thank you, Shane. It has everything that you thought a truck would never have. It's like those engineers got together and said, what can we do to make this amazing? That's what they do at Honda. They think of things to make it amazing. And make sure you check it out during Happy Honda Days at all your Utah Honda dealers. The more you compare, the more you know it is time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
Did you know that if you can save $5 a day by bringing your own lunch, coffee, sodas, snacks from home, you could save $25 a week? Deposit that into your emergency savings fund, and you're up to $100 a month, $1,200 a year. That's just one of the many lessons in how to manage your money that no one seems to teach you when you're young. The PowerPay Money Mastery online course is a video-based course designed to teach you real-life money smarts that help you take control of your finances with expert tips, worksheets, and proven strategies to budget, manage debt, and save money. It is possible to pay off debt and save money at the same time. What a great gift idea for your adult children. Go to powerpay.org to sign up today. For only $40, you get the course that just might change your life. Take control of your financial life. Sign up today at powerpay.org. Powerpay.org.
Mr. Mac's Black Friday sale is going on now with special prices store-wide. Save an extra 35% off Ann Collar brand shirts and save an extra 30% off Mission belts. Now at Mr. Mac.
NMLS 1817019.
Mortgage rates are at record lows, but with an endless number of lenders, how do you find the lowest rate and fees? I'm Rod with LendRight Mortgage. LendRight Mortgage is different. LendRight independently shops the premier mortgage lenders to find you the lowest rate and fees. Think you can find a better deal on your own? We bet you can't. We back it with our LendRight $1,000 lowest rate guarantee. With a 30-year fixed APR as low as 2.5% and the 15 at 2.125%, it's time to refinance. Get cash out, consolidate debt, or buy the home of your dreams. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. Let us find your best rate. It's mortgage lending done right. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
Dave and Eugenific.
Almost 30,000 people have been tested for COVID-19 in Utah in just the last couple of days, and I was one of them. Now, I've been hearing from people that it's tricky to schedule an appointment online, and I found out that's true. So today at 9:50, I'll walk you through what I went through to get an appointment. Let's put three COVID-19 test websites to the test.
If you've had a chance to text me this morning on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line just to wish me a happy Thanksgiving, may I just say thank you? Isn't there something magical about just reaching out to each other and saying happy Thanksgiving? You can do that anytime if you'd like to, or say whatever you'd like. If it's safe for you to do so on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line, that's 57500. KSL News Time 7:46. The three things you need to know this hour. First, Hill Air Force Base has been awarded a $187 million contract to maintain a fleet of A-10 Warthog aircraft. Second, Utahns have been shelving their usual Thanksgiving trips and staying closer to home. AAA is predicting the biggest drop in Thanksgiving travel since 2008. Third, a look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards.
It's a smooth drive everywhere you're planning to travel and not a lot of traffic yet on the roadways, but that could change as the day wears on and people start heading out for their Thanksgiving weekend. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine with some high cloud cover up to 49. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
32 downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
The number of new unemployment claims in the U.S. is headed in the wrong direction. ABC's Aaron Katursky takes a look.
778,000 people filed new claims for unemployment benefits last week, firming up a reversal in trend that began earlier this month. Even as the stock market rebounds, the surge in coronavirus is hurting the job market. There are more than 20 million Americans claiming unemployment benefits from government programs. The fear is the already increasing caseload could get worse as people travel and gather to celebrate Thanksgiving.
The economy, something Joe Biden will have to tackle right off the bat. He will begin getting national security briefings starting today, now that the General Services Administration has cleared the way for the transition. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he is still concerned about the number of Americans traveling this Thanksgiving, says asymptomatic carriers of the coronavirus have been known to spread it unknowingly. Another day of record COVID cases and deaths in the Midwest getting hit hard. Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, along with Montana and Idaho, seeing the most positive tests. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With COVID-19 cases surging in Utah, local hospitals and their staff are feeling the strain every day. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has an in-depth report on what working inside a Salt Lake intensive care unit looks like right now.
For those working on the front lines at St. Mark's Hospital, 12-hour days and oftentimes coming in on the weekend is kind of the norm right now, since coronavirus has made everything else in the world anything but normal. Jen Jellerson, critical care director at St. Mark's, says for her and her staff, there's no way to ease your way into the morning. At 9 a.m., she and others are already right in the thick of it.
We already started off busy. We are nearly at capacity. We are starting off full and busy.
Speaking to her roughly 3 hours later, around noontime, you get a sense of just how much this unit is like a team. Knowing how hard it is to stay above water, oftentimes staffers volunteer their help, sacrificing what would be much deserved break time.
We did have like an extra nurse that came in, just called and was like, if you guys need help, I can come. I'm like, yes, come on in.
Fast forward a full 8 hours from when we first spoke to Jen, and it's almost impossible to imagine how she fits everything into one day. Today she visited every bed in the ICU and led her team of nurses who have to do everything for the patients, from setting up Zoom calls with loved ones all the way down to getting them a glass of water. Their fingerprints are literally on everything that happens, and obviously that can be emotionally draining.
This will definitely have a long-term effect on a lot of healthcare workers.
With Thanksgiving around the corner, she says she's thankful for such a devoted team and devoted healthcare workers all over the state who are helping to carry this unbelievable load. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Gives you a perspective, doesn't it? Thank you for that report, John. KSL News Time 7:49. Let's check Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And back to you, Heather.
We've got a train crossing the road on 5600 West, and that's causing delays northbound between California Avenue and the railroad tracks, and also heading south away from I-80 toward the tracks on 56 West. Other than that, you've got good speeds on I-15 and the East and West Side Belt routes, but we do have a report of an auto pedestrian accident on Redwood Road at 4100 South in Taylorsville. So far, I haven't seen any sign of that. Eric?
Those eastbound delays on Pioneer Crossing between Saratoga Springs, Lehigh, and American Forca, they're all gone now. The crash cleared up, and so did the delays in quick fashion. Northbound from Saratoga Springs on Redwood Road up to the county line, no problems. And northbound, southbound I-15 in Utah County, looking fine. Jason.
And just a bit bunched up right now, northbound on Hillfield Road as you approach 7 South there at the south gate of Hill Air Force Base. Otherwise, though, you're still looking really good everywhere else through Weber and Davis counties this morning. No problems on I-15 as you travel from Ogden down to Salt Lake City. 89, Legacy, and the West Side Belt all still moving smoothly. From the Durden's family to yours, thank you for shopping local. Durden's Appliance and Mattress on 5th South and Bountiful. Brands you know at prices you'll love. I'm Jason Jones from the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And Grant has the 7-day forecast brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
49 the high today with a mix of sun and high clouds. We'll get cloud cover tomorrow. 39 scattered snow showers for Thanksgiving Day. And then sunshine on Friday with high up to 40 degrees. 43 Saturday, more sunshine. Partly cloudy, 45 on Sunday. 47 Monday. 46 Tuesday, partly cloudy. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, 32 degrees. It is the season of giving, isn't it? The season when we feel generous and we want to support our neighbors. And that is true also for Zero Res, the company that I use to clean my carpets. This is a company that is really engaged in supporting the community, and they have been for years and years. And one of the things that they do in the month of November, and I think it's just terrific, is that when we call Zero Res and we set up an appointment to clean 3 rooms in the house, they will do the 4th room for free if we just have a non-perishable food thing to give to support the food bank. We just donate, a jar of peanut butter, green beans, SpaghettiOs, whatever you want to give them. You make that food donation, and Zero Res will clean the 4th room of carpets for free. That's a $44 value just for helping to support your local food bank. And they want to help because help is needed. Have you seen the the stress on the food banks all over the country, and I'm sure here in Utah as well. So it's time to clean your carpets. It's a good time to get on the books and make sure that you get your carpets clean for the holidays. They do such a fantastic job. We had them out to the house just a couple of weeks ago, and they do, I mean, wouldn't it be great to do your living room, do maybe a couple of the kids' bedrooms, do whatever rooms you need to have done with that amazing powered water system, and then you get three rooms cleaned for that terrific price of $33, and the fourth room is free with a non-perishable food donation. Do it like Zero Res can. Search online for Zero Res carpet cleaning. Right now, it's time for Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com.
You first heard about Wanda and Jamal 5 years ago. Grandma Wanda tried to text her grandson, but, you know, tech challenged. She accidentally invited a complete stranger for Thanksgiving. That'd be Jamal, who texted, "You're not my grandma, but can I have a plate, though?" And an unlikely friendship was born.
I just feel my life has been enriched since he's come into it.
And for the past 4 years, Wanda and Grandpa Lonnie shared their table with this teenage stranger. Along the way, Jamal found a girlfriend. He provided Wanda tech support.
Having to help her with every single thing that she needs with her phone. Like, I literally had to hook up her and her husband's phone like 6 months ago.
And Grandma became great-grandma Wanda.
I actually have two great-grandchildren. That's pretty awesome.
Last year, Jamal cooked so Wanda could relax. Four Thanksgivings, but the fifth will be different because Grandpa Lonnie passed on back in April. The COVID got him. Wanda is thankful she was able to be in the room and spend those last moments with her husband. And this year, she hosted a pared-back Thanksgiving the other day, immediate family only, and Jamal and his girlfriend. There was a picture of Grandpa Lonnie at an empty chair at the head of the table as Grandma Wanda bowed her head.
I miss him, but I know he's in a good place. So to everybody here, I love you and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Now a widow. This Thanksgiving, Wanda Dench leans on three generations of family and her friend by mistake, who's become like family, very much on purpose.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend.
Happy Thanksgiving, my friends.
I'll help you.
Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
I love that. Watching Utah's Money now, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. The Dow is down 168. That's a 0.5% to 29,877. The S&P is off just 8.9. The Nasdaq is up 35 points. It is time now for Cougar Tracks, and here is Mitch Harper, sponsored by Economics Partners.
BYU yesterday waited patiently along with the rest of the country to see where they were on this year's first college football playoff rankings, where they rolled out at number 14. They're number 8 in the other two major polls in the country. Disappointing result for BYU fans and Kalani Sitake, the head coach, who took to ESPN last night to ask other teams to put them on their schedule in the upcoming weeks.
And to be honest with you, we have 2 weeks left that are open, December 5th and December 19th, that we're willing to play football. And, you know, if there's anybody that are actually have an availability to play those games, we would love to do it.
BYU tonight tipping off their hoop season against Westminster in Provo. You'll be able to hear the pregame 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock tip-off right here on KSL News Radio. Coach Mark Pope yesterday signing a new contract through 2027. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Alex Keery on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
Sorry about that, Alex. That's definitely not Mitch Harper. That's definitely Alex Keery. Brought to you by Economics Partners, Utah's premier business valuation and strategic consulting firm. Need a business valuation? Contact econpartners.com.
When it comes to business valuation, no one is better than Economics Partners. One of the country's premier business valuation and strategic consulting firms is actually right here in Utah. Trusted by many top growth, small and mid-sized private companies from Boston to Austin, from Silicon Slopes to Silicon Valley. Business valuations to strategic consulting to mergers and acquisitions. Economics Partners has helped everyone from billion-dollar companies to barbershops. Whether you need help valuing your business for tax, estate planning, financial reporting, or strategic reasons, Economic Partners are the best at what they do. Run by BYU MBAs who are diehard Cougar fans, just like any great team, Economics Partners understands the importance of great communication and the pursuit of excellence. For your business valuation, acquisition, or sale, your decision should be Economics Partners. Go to econpartners.com to learn more. Econpartners.com. And go Cougs! You know, they say the older you get, the more you need your teeth. Well, I don't know if that's true or not, but the last I was told, chewing your food wasn't a luxury.
And a bite out of a big, juicy, delicious apple, well, it takes your teeth. But have you seen the price of a crown lately? Well, not at Grandpa's Dental. You see, at Grandpa's Dental, they have over 25 years of combined experience under their belt and the latest technology everywhere you look. Crown started just $4.99. Need an implant for that crown? Buy one for $14.99 and get the crown for free. Dentures, upper or lower, started just $4.79. How do they do that? Well, their in-house membership plan, and everything is American-made. So if you like to have your apple and eat it too, enjoy a free patient exam at Grandpa's Dental in Orem or Murray. Making sure folks have their teeth into their golden years. That's Grandpa's Dental. They never let a smile go to waste. Visit GrandpasDental.com.
Physicians, do you feel confident in your financial plan, your investments? True North Wealth manages over a half billion for Utah's high-income earners. For academically sound financial planning, call True North. That's True North Wealth.
7:59, Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. And back over to you, Heather.
Things are still looking great if you're moving northbound I-15 from Point of the Mountain all the way into downtown Salt Lake. Looks like we have a little bit of slowing if you're southbound on I-15, trying to transition east onto I-80 toward the Sugar House area. But that's the only delay I can see on the major freeways. And the city streets in pretty good shape, except for 5600 West, where you've got the train moving across the roadway. Eric?
Looks good northbound on the 215 East Belt. Just a touch of northbound congestion once you leave the East Belt or I-80 to get on the Foothill Drive, but that clears up pretty quick. And we're accident-free in Utah County, northbound, southbound on the freeway, no problem. It's Jason.
And that accident, 47th West and 2800 South in West Haven, is in the clearing stages, but you still want to use some caution as you pass through that area. Otherwise, things still moving really, really well southbound I-15 from Ogden down to Salt Lake City. Not finding any drama in that area. Hercules Credit Union is open in Harriman. Mentioned you heard their traffic sponsorship on KSL. And when you take out a consumer loan, they'll reduce your qualified rate by 0.25%. I'm Jason Jones from the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL weather today will be partly cloudy with a high about 49 degrees. We might see some scattered showers tonight and the overnight low 26. Tomorrow, snow showers possible with a high about 39.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.